Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of Character Flaw. Joining us today, we have...
My name is Tristan, and I'm playing as Ariel, the Elvish Ranger.
I'm RC, and I'm playing as Saddle the Rogue.
I'm Josh, I'm playing as the Breathtaking Balthazar, a Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing as Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
And I am Charles, your host and Dungeon Master. We are playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons using the 5th edition engine, and it takes place within a homebrewed setting, a steampunk Far Eastern setting named Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious completed their journey to Yogan. They started by running from the Wyvern before narrowly escaping. They then ran into some Bifong and tried to put that Shibi's corpse to work. It obviously failed since last time some dark god decided to capture all of their luck. So there were so many ones. So many ones. After killing the Bifong, they completed their journey to Yogan and discovered that Breathtaking Balthazar's rival, the glorious Genma, had arrived to fill in for the Carnival of the Eastern Moon, and now BTB has to share his performance space. Excellent, then. It's a competition.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, the thing is, there's only one main performance, and I can only give it to one of you.
So then you give it to me, because that's who it was promised to.
It has since been promised to Glorious Genma.
You have a weird way of making your problems my problem.
I believe this is your problem.
Only because it's your problem.
Give me a reason why you should be the one to play.
Because you told me I was.
Yes.
Whenever I fucking came here up a goddamn mountain.
You were also 2 days late.
I did not miss the thing that you're trying to give away, did I? The
no,
performance that I was promised.
You weren't supposed to have been here.
For what?
To set up.
I can set the fuck up however I want. It doesn't involve you.
You were still supposed to be here 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And
very important things.
Genma arrived 2 days ago.
I mean, look at the free time this motherfucker probably has. Who wants to watch that?
I am a very busy man, but I figured if you needed help, Balthazar, how could I resist?
I don't know, painfully, hopefully?
Is that a proposition?
Oh god, no, never.
Uh-huh, sure.
I've told you no.
You've told me no once or twice, but in semantics.
Please go away.
Well, I have a show to put on.
Yeah, as do I. Leave me alone.
Well, seems my performance space is set up, so don't worry. I'll get a crowd together.
Bye. Why
he
are you
turns
still here?
And walks away.
God, what a dick.
I fucking hate that guy, dude.
Just let's go fuck him up.
As he walks away above his head, so you guys can see it, it goes, Glorious Genma.
And then it goes, sucks.
And then above that sucks, it goes, the Carnival of the Eastern Moon above the sucks.
Sucks goes away.
Rules.
Six Z's.
Sucks is still there.
No, I can dismiss it at will.
He puts the sucks up.
Yeah, but my rules is over it, so now it's just nonsensical.
I think after rules, it just starts to get cloudy.
It just declines until there's just, like, silhouettes of dicks and things like that.
Fuck you, no fuck you.
Just written in words in the stars.
That's incredible.
This is gonna be a long 3 days.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with that?
Well, so we kind of used to be cool. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but we have a similar
cool
aesthetic. Like,
guy.
We like ourselves a lot. Which you kind of have to. But yeah, he's definitely worse, and thank you guys for that support. But yeah, there was a thing that happened, and so now we went our separate ways, and sort of the whole troop kind of split up, you know, backing whoever they
aww
thought was right in the argument. So
that's sad.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well for what's probably about to happen, because it's kind of similar.
Do you want to sabotage them?
Not necessarily, because
I know a lot of gadget shops and a trick store here.
I kind of want to do it, like, myself.
I think I can know how to make a stink bomb and get put in his trailer.
Yeah, but okay, we'll just save that. Like, That can happen anyway, like after this is all over. That's fine.
I'm just saying.
But I want to beat him on my own merit.
State on fire. There, that way.
They can do that afterwards too. That's fine. It'll but be just even. Wait till the...
My Jessicar senses are tingling. Where's Sato?
Where is Sato?
Not where I was.
Where is Sato?
Skipping.
Made a beeline for the closest inn.
For the closest inn? Okay. You actually do find an inn relatively easily. It is called the Smoky Hearth.
I'm looking for the nearby Thieves Guild, so I'm going to start asking Thieves Camp to the people that look the shadiest in the inn.
So right now, since it's kind of a festival time, there are a couple people that look kind of shady, but when you start speaking in Thieves Cant, I mean, they return conversation, but they're not giving you any information through Thieves Cant. Okay. So you guys are just talking about, like, the weather and how cool dogs are. Like, don't you like Shibas? Yeah, I like Shibas.
God damn it.
Too
way
soon.
To open that wound.
Just need to remind everyone, Ariel is a dog murderer.
Mm-hmm. You know what, motherfuckers?
Yeah, we do know. That's the point.
Yeah, that's why.
Maybe I didn't want that thing as a pet.
Don't murder dogs. I don't know.
And look, see?
Maybe I want
it. It was a pet. Great distraction for the damn firebirds. Thanks, Ariel. Oh, you're so welcome, Buffer.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
it didn't
work at all. 'Cause you guys, instead of actually listening to me...
In fact, you just left, like, the charred Shiba corpse just, like, on the
just
mountain
like,
road.
Wagon wheel, like, doof, doof.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, what was that? Nothing.
Speed bump, don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it, it's fine.
So, Sato, you don't really notice anyone in the end that is responding in Thieves' Cant. One thing that is extremely odd is the innkeeper here, the one behind the bar, actually is a tiefling.
Neat.
And you probably have never seen a tiefling before, honestly, because they're very rare in Ryunoji.
I'm just kind of looking at the bartender like, cool. But also kind of like, is this person going to try to kill me? I know it's a bartender, but I don't want to die.
Spicy meatball.
I mean, fair enough. Who wants to die? Well, I mean, that's a story for another
Not
time.
The dog.
Yeah.
Not the dog. Probably not Susan either, you fucking torturous murderers.
Nah, Susan deserved it. Fuck that bitch. Anyway.
Says well, the Justicar speaking true.
Yeah.
Having no luck with that, I am just going to go back to these guys.
Okay, you don't want to like order a drink or anything?
Nah. Would it be at the same time that I would have been like, where's Sato?
Sato was like looking around the inn when you're like, where's Sato?
Oh, okay.
So, you're not sure yet.
I'm going to try to look for him back at the... I don't. Why did I point? I don't know. It's an audio podcast. Back at the caravans.
So back at the caravan.
Yeah.
So back over there, he's not over there.
Can I ask any of the troop to see if they know where he went?
So talking to Steven, he just kind of like walked off in that direction, and he points over towards a couple of like actual buildings rather than just tents and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, check it out. And he's like kind of working the Fushigi balls a little bit.
Oh, that's great. Nice working your balls, buddy.
I'm trying. I'm getting better at it.
It's the thought that counts. You're definitely getting there.
Gotta practice.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
So he continues playing with his balls as you walk away.
All right, I'm going back to Balthazar. What's your plan, buddy?
Well, I assume that everybody's already started setting up, which I would kind of like tell them.
Yeah, Kevin is making sure everybody gets their shit.
Yeah. I got a lot of shit I need to do. I mean, that's kind of my whole plan at this point. I know we have that other stuff that we're supposed to do, but I'll be honest, I don't really care right now because this.
That's fair.
Okay.
Do you want any help right now?
Well, if you could find some paint, that would be very helpful.
What color?
Lots of colors.
Okay, paint.
Because our shit's all burned it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's burned it up. That's how you talk in this country.
You don't know, you've never been here before.
Yeah. You've been living in the woods. We brought burned it into the vocab, so.
Great.
Would any shops be open at the time?
During the festival? Absolutely. Those shopkeepers are like, yes, all of the visitors, please.
I'm going to hang around and see if I can find Sato.
Okay. Are you just waiting? You're waiting at the caravans, or are you going towards the shops and stuff? Fed.
Oh, I'm hanging out at the caravan for now. I assume that he'd come back, but if not, then I will go look for him.
And he does come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that was the plan.
He comes back after a little bit.
Hi, Fen.
That's not shifty at all.
What do you mean, shifty?
Shifty. You're always shifty. I don't know why I said that. It's particularly more shady. What were you doing?
Nothing. I went to the inn.
Did you get any trees?
What? No.
He's still on the tree cheese.
It's called trees.
No, tree cheese.
It is called trees.
Tree cheese.
I don't think you should be arguing with God.
Chichis.
Distant rumbles of thunder.
Chichis.
T-R-C-H-E-E-S-E.
No, it's just T-R-E-E-Z-E. Trees.
Trichi.
Trichis.
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 Moving on. All right.
So I turn to
that one, cheese stick.
And Sato. And I just say, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to go check out the shops, restock on supplies and everything like that. You can come along if you want. If not... fuck you guys.
Shopping montage.
All holding bags, skipping like Orange Julius.
Hit up that food court.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some Sbarro.
Dish. Yeah, you look in my bag, look in here. He's like, oh god, it's gonna look so good.
Look what I got.
A shot of them just walking into like a Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, and then like, ooh. And then walking out with like 10 bags.
And then me walking into the store next to it, just like Victoria's real, real dark secret. Oh, it's just chains and shit outside. Like, look left, look right, go in. Come out with all the bags.
The store's just empty. Yeah, I mean, kind of feel bad because I don't necessarily want to leave Breathtaking Balthazar, but he kind of has his own shit to do. Also,
you said to get paint.
Paint. So that might be a good place to start.
All right. What store are you going to go to?
Sherwin-Williams.
For sure, I want to go to the weapons one, the weapons workshop, then the gadgets, and...
Gadgets.
That, I think the gadgets might have the paint that we need. Gadgets.
So you want to go and visit Mr. Mendel, and you want to go visit Tazva?
Yes. Okay. And then afterwards, well, I'm going to go get some trees.
All right.
So, you have a trunk already?
Not yet. I'm getting there.
So you head over to, I guess, Mr. Mendel's shop first. He takes you over to an area where it starts to get very hot, and you can see that there's a sort of lava flow going around behind the buildings here as you walk over. And then inside, there is this... beautiful looking forge and a guy doing old-fashioned smithing where he's currently in the process of forging some kind of blade. You're not sure what.
I got to him like we're best friends.
So you walk up, what do you say?
What's going on, son? Got any good shit for me?
Oh, Ariel, how's it going, my man? Grabs the hand, pulls you into like a really deep bro hug, pats you on the back so hard that you probably get winded a little bit. And then, like, turns around, goes back to his clamp, and just starts hammering on this blade.
I look over at it. So what you making now?
Well, right now, I'm working on this interesting little project. Someone gave me an idea for a blade with another blade sticking through the blade like a cross.
Huh. Okay, that sounds ridiculous, but...
They're paying me 1,000 gold, so I don't care.
Who gives a shit, yeah.
Gives a fuck, it's money, right?
Oh, by the way, those two folks behind me, the Justicar, that's Finn, and the other guy, that's Sato.
Welcome to Yogan.
I turn to them. This is probably one of the best blacksmith shops you will ever find within these mountains.
I've been crafting since I was but 16, and looking at this guy, like, it's an older guy with a, like, short, kempt beard, and, like, there's definitely some salt and pepper running through it. He originally had black hair, and like a dude that definitely looks experienced with what he's doing.
I'll keep that in mind.
You looking to buy something?
Maybe later.
Yeah? What kind of blades?
Sharp.
Pointy kinds of blades.
Very small, subtle blades. You know, ones for getting through chinks in armor.
Ah, some kind of sneak thief?
Yeah, that's him.
Just give a nice thing.
Just know one thing. If you try and steal anything from my shop...
Wasn't planning on it.
Dude, I'm way ahead of you.
That is a very dumb idea.
If you try and steal anything from my shop, I will remove your hands from your body myself.
He has done it.
Can I watch?
I've seen it.
Well, if you're as good as Ariel says you are, then why steal from you if I can get all of my equipment from you?
If you pay me, I'll make it. I don't care who I sell to.
See? My point intended.
Also, for a Justicar like you, your blades are seeming a little bit rusty.
Yeah, they've hit a couple rough patches recently.
Could you use a little patch-up work?
That would actually be splendid.
Bring it back to me sometime tomorrow. Should be about finished with this blade by then.
That sounds awesome.
Excellent. Yet another customer you bring me, Ariel. I appreciate it.
Well, of course.
Is there anything I can do for you, old friend?
Not in particular right now. Just, you know, just thought I'd pay an old friend a visit. See if you got any new bows, anything interesting that you're acquired over the months I was gone.
I did get this interesting new metal in, but haven't found a way to melt it down properly yet.
Oh, what kind of metal is it?
Some metal brought to me by a couple dwarves in one of the mines at the bottom of the mountain. They called it adamantine.
Huh. Wish I knew what the hell that was, but... I can try to see if I know any dwarves, if I can get some information on that for you.
They brought it to me because they thought I could figure out how to forge it.
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I believe it's called aluminium.
Well, you're not there, so...
No.
On a side note, I kind of take him to the side a little bit, and I ask him, any word about that old bow I gave you a while back from my family?
Ah. I've been trying to find a type of wood that I can use to repair it, but there's nothing of the same quality. I'm afraid to say that you might need to go back if you want that bow fixed.
Wish it was that easy.
If you want just a normal bow without the properties it used to hold, I can repair it and just get you a bow, but if you want the enchantment, I'll need the same kind of wood.
I'll see what I can do. I'm pretty happy with the one you gave me as a replacement.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Oh, but of course.
I've been working on a metal recurve bow.
Oh.
I'll show you the designs that I drew up. I've made a couple, but they don't work quite as well as a wooden short bow does. But I'm figuring out the design. I'm wondering if I can turn this new metal into a bow. Something that hard would have a hell of a draw, though.
It's true.
Looks down at his spindly arms.
He looks down at his fucking Muppet arms.
Yeah.
It's like, shit. Maybe don't make that.
Does he have any javelins? Anything?
You want javelins?
Yes.
Well, yes, I can make a javelin. How many would you like?
How much would one be?
About, I mean, for a really nice one, I can make them for you for about 5 gold apiece, but if you want just like a standard wooden one, I can make those for one.
How about a nice one? Can I do like 5?
5 nice ones?
Yeah.
Pick them up at the end of the festival.
Awesome. I will probably remember that.
If you don't, I can sell them to other people.
Fair.
I say, well, let me know if you have any new bows coming in, any new short swords, preferably elvish, elven make. Until then, I'll try to see you at the festival.
If you draw a design, I can always make an elven-looking blade, but it won't be forged by an actual elf. Although, I've been alive as a human almost as long as an elf lives.
I mean, you're like family. That's all that matters.
Well, I mean, you have watched me grow up, watched my skills improve. But anyway, I need to get back to work, so if you could please see yourselves out.
Of course.
Thank you.
Turn to Finisado. Okay, now for the next shop. Let's go to that gadget place.
And when you say gadgets, what do you mean?
I give you a look, and I just sort of laughing, and evil laughs.
So, he takes you to this,
it's
like,
fuck stuff. Kind of...
He takes you to this weird alley, and there's a trap door.
Whoa.
There's a trap door on the side of the alley with a sign with, like, a neon sign, which you've never seen one of those before, and an arrow pointing down. Yeah, steam electricity.
Just an arrow pointing down?
An arrow pointing down at that door.
That's sketchy as fuck.
Looks like my kind of place.
This is sketchy as fuck, y'all.
Sana's there, he's like, yes.
Like, I feel super comfortable in this alleyway right now.
You're like,
I guess lead the way. I don't know. My hand is on my sword the entire time.
You notice a mark on this alley.
Like a thieves' camp mark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Basically, it says protected.
Okay. That's nice to know. I'm not going to let Ben know anything about it.
That's fine. So, I'm guessing Ariel is going to lead them down into this little shop. Mm-hmm. So, going down into the shop, you start to hear the noises of machinery, kind of similar to what you're used to from Bomato. But then, very quickly after that, you hear, like, an engine starting up and then puttering out. And then starting up and puttering out. And starting up and puttering out. And then you hear, bang! And just, oh, that's bad. That's very bad. You then hear the sound of a fire extinguisher.
Oh, God.
And at that point, Ariel, you going to say anything?
What you have bent in there, bitch!
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, do banter, I have customers?
Your banter goes so wildly on, like, random areas.
I know.
So.
What up, bitch?
You guys see a door in the back open and then close again, but you don't see anyone. And then from around the counter, this gnomish female that currently has, like, black soot all over her face and her eyebrows are singed just a little bit, like, walks around and goes, Hello, I am Tazva. How can I help you?
Are you okay?
Yes.
We heard the explosion.
I did. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
How tiny is she compared to me? I'm like 6 foot something.
She's about 3 foot two, 3 foot three.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's so little. Is that offensive? Like, is that offensive?
She's just like, oh my gosh, you're so little. And she's just like, I'm rather tall for a gnome. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean any offense.
Please don't pick her up.
If you pick me up, you better intend to kill me, because otherwise I will hit you very hard.
Kill you with kisses.
Basically. Wait, what does she look like?
So she looks, think of what you might think of a scientist with, she's got like the steampunk goggles on. She's got this like kind of weird gauntlet that has some machinations about it, and there are a couple lights on the gauntlet that go up towards her elbow, and on the other hand right now she's holding a fire extinguisher.
Cool. I have a little bit of a crush. It's fine.
She's just like,
I'm so sorry, I didn't. Hi, I'm Fen. How are you?
Hello, Fen. I'm Tazva.
Gadgets.
Yes, gadgets.
What does that mean?
Well, I tinker quite a lot, and new technology sort of fascinates me, and even though the people here are rather traditional, I actually prefer working with newer technologies.
What were you working on just now that exploded, allegedly?
I was working on a device that would make it so that a cart can move on its own.
Oh, nice.
No need for horses. One that never gets tired.
Name's Tazva Ford.
And that's canon now.
That's incredible.
It will only come in black. Sorry.
I turned to her. Do you need any help on repairing it or making it not be on fire?
I mean, it's not on fire anymore. I use this and like puts it down. You guys probably have no idea what a fire extinguisher is.
Nope.
It's like, I use this, so it's out now. And honestly, Ariel, no offense, but I don't think you're really smart enough to help me with what I'm trying to do.
That is true.
What you could do is, if you could bring me some more of those phoenix feathers next time you get a chance.
I'll see what I can do. I haven't been in that area for quite a while. After I'm done with this quest I'm doing right now, I'll for sure I'll be there.
You're questing? What are you doing?
Official, business with the big armor person over
there. Government quests. Okay, that's rather boring.
Hey, that's what I said.
So you're not, like, exploring or doing anything fun?
I mean, we're doing fun stuff, too.
I mean, we're here, so that's pretty fun.
I'm doing normal business for me.
She looks you over a little bit.
I kneel down to her, like, he's a thief.
She looks at you and she said, you saw the marking?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Marking.
Nothing fun.
I have a rather nice deal going with some local criminals, and they will not attack me.
That must be nice.
Well, it wasn't until they stopped.
That's fair. Would you happen to know where we could find any paint?
Paint? Oh, yes, I believe Pleasure sells some paint. She should have some.
I'm sorry, what?
Pleasure. She runs the general store in town.
AKA so strip person. Club.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she's a rather strange species. There's a pair of sisters in town that are both tieflings. Have you ever heard of those?
Oh. Does it happen to be a kind of odd skin color horns?
Like, think evil spirits and then make them, like, breed with people.
Whoa, what?
That's okay. What they look like.
Whoa.
Kind of like No. Pleasure and Uncommon are very nice.
Like the barkeep at the inn.
Yes, that's Uncommon.
Okay.
Uncommon and Pleasure?
No.
Is that where you went?
Maybe.
That's something I would assume of him, not of you.
So then I kneel down and go, on a side note, do you have any new gadgets?
That rude?
I mean, I have plenty of gadgets.
We're looking for anything in particular to help us with our journeys.
Oh.
Any protection, oh. Any new gadgets?
Oh. And she, like, goes back behind the counter, and then you hear, like, a couple drawers opening and then slamming shut, and then, like, a toolbox open. She's like, there it is. Quickly walks back around, and she's holding an interesting-looking gauntlet that actually looks sized well for either Sato or Ariel.
Okay.
What does it do?
This should, in theory, allow you to climb up rock-based substances through a measure that I'm calling magnetism. So if you find kind of rocks, well, there are devices in here powered through a small steam engine, like a downscaled size of what I've been working on in there, and it's very small. If it explodes, it won't even take your arm off. It's fine.
Wow.
But what it does is it should connect to different metals within the rock and allow you a better grip.
That sounds intriguing. Might help line of business.
There are also other things you might be able to do with it, but I really was designing it to try and help me reach the higher shelves in my workshop, and, well, I couldn't make it small enough for me. Is BTB just, like, swooning over there?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not there, but
no,
like,
not
aw.
Here. It's like, she's
I mean,
cute.
Same. Totally, like...
We're so big. We're not used to little things.
Yeah, we're like
the dragon's just
huge.
The dragon
order
like she's so cute.
Yeah. Just like, oh my god, how?
Are you selling it for?
Well, considering materials used and time and the research that it took for me to design this, about 500 gold would be fair.
Well,
a really good deal.
Would you need someone to maybe like play test it? Sort of?
I had someone play test it for me. Doesn't sound quite right, but it doesn't matter.
Are they okay?
They're fine. They only fell a couple times. I made some tweaks. It works now. Well, it should.
So I'm gonna need a deposit.
I don't do financing. Last time that I gave you financing, you didn't come back for 3 years.
I was busy.
I understand, but at the same time, I need my money. Because I can't keep tinkering and making new things if you don't pay me.
Well, in my defense, when you gave me that last gadget, what was it again? It was like, I forgot what it was, actually.
You wanted a way to help you climb trees, so I made you a hook that you could fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It didn't work.
Oh, it didn't?
Oh, I think so. I actually have no idea. I kind of blacked out for a little bit. I woke up with no pants. That's a different story altogether.
Are you sure that you didn't break it while blacked out?
Probably, in all honesty, but...
No, I mean, you paid me, so it's fine. I don't really care, but I would like to know how it broke, if possible. No? Okay.
I think I fell on it. Probably. I probably fell on it.
Okay, it's fine. Is there anything else that I could do if you don't want to buy this gauntlet? If you, like, start to bring it back?
You mentioned that your protection stopped?
No, it started.
It started again?
I didn't have protection. They were quite a problem.
The thieving stopped.
I made a deal and, well, I'm protected now.
You know where they're located?
Yes, but no.
Well, the general area.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
Do you want me to plug my ears?
Well, I come from, well, the sister guild in Bamato. Oh, I know. I'm aware.
She, like, points her head towards Fen, like, I can't tell you.
I'll walk out. I'll step out.
She's trying to do it when you're not looking. Like, when you're, like, looking around at Gadget, she's, like, pointing her head over towards Fen. Oh, okay. Fen.
And I'm perfectly aware. I'm just like, yeah, I'm aware.
I'm just looking at shit.
Anything else that I might be able to get you? Oh, I was tinkering with those phoenix feathers. Part of why I like it is, a couple of clients have really enjoyed this property that I found within Phoenix Feathers, where I can make these fire bombs, essentially.
Oh?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I thought yes, you were going to say Phoenix Town, but...
No, that's what I'm for.
I call them grenades.
Oh.
Yes.
Sounds... You might want to work on that name a little bit. But,
No, you don't like that name?
I like it.
No one asked you.
Well, I appreciate it. It seemed... fitting. They kind of look like a grapefruit. I only have two left, but I'd be willing to sell those to you.
How many? How much?
I've been selling them for about 25 gold apiece.
Deal. I'll take both.
Excellent. And she takes the 50 snouts from you and gives you these two. She shows you that there's a little like button on them. It's like, once you press that, make sure that you're not within 20 feet of it after about 4 seconds. So press a button and fucking throw it.
And the number shall be 4.
unless
no
you feel
more,
like dying. That
no
is.
Less.
No less.
I'm worried about the inside. I'll be fine.
2, 5.
Yes, but I need you to bring me more feathers. So
throw
please
it.
Don't
throw it.
Press the button. That would be preferable.
Do you have anything for bigger hands?
I could custom make something if you have an idea in mind of what you would like.
Just wondering.
I mean, I have other things that I could possibly augment onto your armor, but nothing permanent right now.
I'll come back.
Hello. I could probably emphasize your strength or something like that if you would like.
I would love that.
That'd be cool.
Unfortunately, it augments strength, not fixes someone with no strength. But I might be able to help you with something. Just a car, you said.
Fen.
Yes. Is there anything else? I would kind of like to get back to working on that.
Sorry. We will leave you to it.
One more thing.
I'm walking out.
Cool.
Do you have any other gadgets to help with shielding, any protections?
Not right now. I might be able to work on something for you.
I'll be okay. Get back to what you're doing.
Has Fen left the room?
Fen said
walked
she walked out.
Out,
so yes.
Yeah.
Now can you tell me?
Well, they hang around a couple different places, but actually most of them are disguised as monks in the temple.
Awesome! Fantastic!
But be careful, the temple elder suspects something.
Good. We're actually on official business for that particular type.
Elders.
Well, if you're there, be careful and make sure that if you're talking to a monk, there aren't anyone else around, especially Nazvur.
Nazvur,
yes.
Okay. I'll
just he is dangerous. Red Dragonborn, so he carries the temperament of his kind. I know, Red Dragonborn is like a total faux pas of who would help make that happen, but it's okay.
Can you spell his name?
Yes, Nazvur. Nazvur, yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Anger.
We'll be
It's always good seeing you, Aria.
It's always a pleasure seeing me.
But really, Phoenix Feathers, yes?
Of course.
Okay.
I'll keep an eye out, too.
We'll keep an eye out for you.
And if you bring them to me, I can make a couple of these grenades for free.
Awesome.
That's the deal.
But that's assuming that you bring me a sizable number of feathers, not just like one or two.
Yeah,
I'm sure on our journeys we'll come across a few.
I mean, they live around here. It's just not really something I'm comfortable fighting. They kind of like to pick up people my size and like drop us in lava.
No!
I prefer to not have that happen.
No, tiny gnome, too cute.
So we leave.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Immediately, like, she says goodbye, and then you hear, like, a door, like, close before you're even out of the shop. And then just, oh, no, 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 this will never do. Very faintly.
As soon as I catch back up to Fen, I'm like, Fen, we're gonna have some fun. And then I just leave the alleyway.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
I turn to Fen, and I just go, okay, so you know where the paint is? It's gonna be in the general marketplace. Just go that way.
You're not coming with me?
No, I got some other business to attend to.
What other business?
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
Don't worry about
Consider
it.
Me worried.
Don't worry about it.
You're doing me a scare.
Yeah. You're doing me a worry. Sato?
Yes?
You coming with me?
No.
I feel like
what are you doing?
I'm going to the temple.
I'm sorry.
You heard me, right?
What?
I'm going to the temple.
Why are you going to the temple? What business do you have at the temple?
Well, we all have business at the temple.
Right, but specifically you.
I might have a friend there.
A friend. Uh-huh.
And I just leave.
I'm following him.
You're following him? Okay. Ariel, where are you going?
Fucking paint. Huh? So I'm never gonna get my fucking paint. Shit's gonna look all fucking stupid.
You probably are not getting your paint.
I see clear as day that she's completely ignoring BTV, and I just think to myself, well, I really hate that dwarf, so I go to the general market.
Aww.
To go get the paint that he needs.
Alright, so you walk in and she's like, oh, I remember you. You always come and offload a bunch of just utter crap on me and then come back.
No way too well, baby.
Yes, well. So, what are you offloading this time?
Nothing, actually. I'm here to purchase some paint.
Oh, actually here to spend money for once. That's refreshing.
Damn. Get wrecked.
I just give him like a dirty ass glare.
Her.
Her?
Okay. Yes, this is pleasure.
It's pleasure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So dumbass. Weird. Okay, yeah, I give her like a dirty glare. And I say, you're still not mad about that last time we spent the night together.
Dirty boy! Dirty, dirty, dirty!
Oh, honestly, I'd forgotten that it happened.
Oh! Ooh. Shit!
I should forget that too, actually.
Well, I mean, nothing was very impressive about that night overall, so.
I love the burn.
You seem to like it when I pull out the horns.
Well, I mean, fair enough, but.
The spindly arms make for spindly something else.
Oh, man.
You just gonna stand there, or are you gonna finish your sentence?
I mean, I don't really feel like I need to finish. I mean, I didn't get to last time, so.
I love her. I love her. Holy shit.
Roasted.
Just like the fucking dog, you animal.
What? Oh. Way to throw salt in the wound. Oh.
Consider me salty, okay? Anyway.
You mentioned paint. You need paint?
Oh, so yeah, I need to go with it.
I know!
Breathtaking Balthazar.
I thought Glorious Genmo was the one that was performing for us.
No, I'm not that douche. It's, he actually, funny enough.
No one likes
funny enough, instead of actually being civil and shit like that, that little dwarf fucker decides to go ahead and beat Breathtaking Balthazar to this place in hopes to get the gig before him.
Well, I mean, they have a rivalry that goes back quite a ways. There was one hell of a show I went to a few years ago, but, I mean, they're both okay.
He's not there, it's fine.
I'm not there, it's fine.
No boast to your ego.
Pleasure to fire.
Yeah, dude, I love her.
She is a tiefling.
Still.
She's fucking great.
Just, like, see her in the audience, star wipe to her, like, watching the old show and going, eh.
Like, watching
more what, cowbell.
Like, the big thing that happened. She's yeah. Like, man, this is so fucking scripted.
She's like, ooh. Eh.
To be honest, they're both equally annoying. I just find the dwarf much more aggravating.
I mean, well, dwarves are kind of bossy and stubborn, but whatever.
Of all the dwarves I've ever met, only that one actually cares about his goddamn personality. Not personality. clothing.
Drunk already.
Well, I mean, some people have a thing called a sense of fashion. I could help you with yours if you want to spend some money.
Dude, I love her. Oh my god.
That's what was given to me by my parents.
Oh, your poor, poor, poor dead parents. Yes.
It shows. So put, looks at the tag on the bag, says Garanimals.
Gap.
Baby Gap. Yeah.
For the record, this was a sign of nobility in my village.
Yes, but at the same time, you still look like your mother dressed you.
Dude.
Dude, get to pay and get out of there.
No. Oh my god.
She's not gonna stop. You just gotta buy it and leave.
Just get your shit and go.
So, do you want paint? How much do you need?
I actually forgot how much she needs, so I'm going with a lot.
Okay, and what colors do you need?
A lot.
Give me those vibrant colors you have.
I can do that.
You know,
like cobalt blues, passion red, maybe salmon. Mm.
Totally doable.
Maybe salmon.
So that'll be about 10 snouts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
This is a general store. Generally, it's not assholes like you shopping here, just normal people.
Oh my god, she's my favorite character. Dude, fucking remind me to go back there. Like, oh, she's awesome.
Yeah, but then anyway. You might get roasted. And then
I would take it gladly.
So she gives you a few buckets of different paint colors that have a canvas cloth covering it. And
on a side note, do you have maybe a wheelbarrow so I can lug all this around? I'm not necessarily the strongest.
A wheelbarrow?
Yes.
Yes, 5 silver.
Do you take gold?
I mean, yes.
She can make change.
Yeah, she can make change.
I'm sorry, are you such a high roller you need me to break your gold?
Well, you know, constantly being out in the woods, you know, whooping ass, taking names, maybe punching a goat here and there, I mean.
Punching a goat? That's what you decided to end on?
Killing dogs.
She doesn't know about that, so.
Nope.
No, but I do.
Yeah, you know, it's not really feeling like a bait in silvers or bronze.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're so high and mighty above everyone else.
Damn straight, baby.
Here's your change. The wheelbarrow's in the back. Why don't you just go grab it?
Okay, so I guess I go ahead and do that. Dump all the paints, all the different paint cans or sacks. I don't know what the hell. I dump all the paints in the wheelbarrow.
You dump them in the wheelbarrow?
No,
God. You set them.
Yeah, I set them in the wheelbarrow.
Mix it all until it's brown.
You being the drunk, I can see you being like, okay, blog into the wheelbarrow.
That's all right.
So then
I
you
say, all right, peace off, and I flip her off and disappear.
Peace off.
Peace off. You flip her off, and she's like, huh, you'll never get to do that again. And walk out the door.
Fave. Oh my god. I love her. I haven't even met her, and I'm in love. Like,
so I go all the way back to the area where BTB is, deliver it to him. I say, okay, here you go, fucker. I'm gone.
Do you want payment?
You know, that actually might be a good idea. Yes.
Okay. Because I assume this costs money. I really appreciate it. I do. So how much was it?
50 snouts.
Well,
that's pretty high for paint.
Yeah.
Like, you've bought paint before.
That's only really high for paint. That's, like, way more than I got. So I'd be like, I'm going to call it a rain check, and I'll get back to you. I mean, we're going to be together for a while, but I promise to pay you. If that's really how much this costs at this point, I'm willing to pay it.
I mean, you'll get paid at the end of this, but right now it's right about fucking over Genma.
Yeah.
It's not about just doing your shit.
Yeah.
By the way, if you still need me to set his caravan on fire, I got your fam.
Not until it's over. I don't care what you do after it's over.
I got these new interesting little toys. So
great. I gotta go paint shit, man. I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
BTB's like, it's like, cool. I gotta be on in like 30 minutes, so...
This means everyone except for
the general store lady that you've talked to has been like, can you go away? Like, after your interaction with every person, he's like, I'm making a sword. You need anything else? Because get the fuck away from me. All right, bye. I'm making a gadget. Do you guys need anything? Because I need to fucking go do something. Like, everyone's like, bye.
All these people are busy.
Yeah.
Like, they'll talk to you.
Then the general store bitch is like, what? 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 Just like, arrow, arrow, arrow. And he's like, all right, I have to go.
She wanted him to stay. She was having fun.
Dude, I love her.
Mustard's getting roasted. So then I...
She's my hero.
Just dump it there. Say, if you need anything, I'll be at the inn. And I go to the armor store. You know, maybe fix up my armor a little bit. And then I'll go to the inn and get some trees.
Okay, so you're going to go... Are you going to leave your armor with Jeffrey?
Yeah. Jeffrey. I'll leave it with Jeffrey.
Jeffrey!
Okay.
So, you know, maybe upgrade a little bit if you can. If not, oh, it's all good. Just... Prepare.
I'll do what I can, man. I don't know. I'm pretty busy.
Now leave, please. Thank you.
I do have a couple new sets of armor if you want to try those on.
What kind?
Well, I have a scale mail. Mm-hmm. And I have... actually, I just finished this gorgeous set of full plate, although I don't know if you're strong enough to wear it.
No, you are very correct. I am a weak motherfucker.
Oh.
So I guess just work on the leather. It's very dear to me.
Would you like me to stud it?
Yes, please.
Reinforce it with a little bit of metal?
Put it out to pasture. Fuck some other sets of armor. Maybe make some baby armor.
Anyway, I go to the inn.
Buddy.
Now, I go talk to...
Uncommon. Uncommon?
That's the other
Pleasure is sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pleasure
and Uncommon. That's so fucking cool, dude.
Oh, you're going to the Trees Kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the name of the restaurant. So you go in and you, like, get to the corner, and the restaurant is fucking packed, and there's a line, like, out the door and down the block.
I immediately go straight into the kitchen, flip everybody off.
Like, out the back, like, you go in the back door, the staff entrance.
So, like, I'm inside the restaurant itself.
No, there's a line.
There's a line?
Yeah. I mean, you can just try and walk straight in, but there are probably other people who are going to be like, hey!
I pull out my sword every time they do that shit. You're like, fuck off.
Hey!
Pull out my sword. Fuck off.
You pull out your sword, there are a couple of dudes that are like, oh yeah? And they start to pull their blades like, you want to do this?
Roll initiative.
I am not drunk enough to deal with your dumbasses.
It's like, yeah, well, just be a fucking decent person and get in line like everyone else.
Fuck off.
We all want trees, man.
Oh my
god. Fuck off. Sound like a bad
No, fuck you.
420 blazing, we all want our trees, dog.
Well, I just say, you know what? I'm just gonna go to the inn, probably rent everybody a room. So I'd be nice for once.
Are you telling the all people right, that?
I don't you know what, asshole? I'm just gonna go to the inn, rent a room for everyone. He's like, yeah, what's wrong guy, with you?
He's like, I don't give a fuck. Get in line or go
get
the
in
fuck
line,
away,
motherfucker.
Please.
Can I, like, pull out a grenade slowly?
He doesn't
no one
know what
knows
that is.
What that
so,
is.
Yeah. Like, he pulls out, so he's
cool
like...
Cool metal pineapple, bro.
Excuse you, it's a grapefruit.
Oh, grapefruit.
Yeah, no, you pull it out and he's like, all right, so you're threatening me with a children's toy?
That's 10 times better.
That guy should feel sorry for him at this point, not angry.
Yeah, no, there's like, the point where he's like, did you, like, lose your parents or something?
Oh!
And they're humans, right?
Actually, one of these guys is an elf. One of them's a human.
The human, I will probably walk a little bit closer to him and tell him back down.
You're gonna front it?
You're gonna front? The elf guy's gonna be like, what are you doing, man? You don't want to kill anyone right now.
Ariel's MO is always, I'm gonna go front.
I'm
there's fire.
There's tiny Muppet arms.
There's fire cranes. I'm on front.
I'm gonna get my full wingspan out and bump my chest into his and be like, "What?" But yeah, the elf is like, "Come on, man, you don't want to do this."
Oh, that's incredible.
Over cheese.
This is supposed to be fun.
Trees.
All right, we all want trees.
Cheese.
Gotcha.
You gonna hit him in the dick?
Wow, oh, we haven't done that wow. in a really long time.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's a throwback.
Time to bring this back.
Throwback to Ep 1.
Yeah, dude.
S1, E1.
Are you kneeing him in the balls? Like, you dropping to a knee and doing a, like, uppercut? What you doing?
Dropping So dramatic. Go, go, go.
I'm thinking of Johnny Cage.
From yes!
You know what?
That deep.
I'm sober enough. Fuck yeah.
Dropped him in an uppercut
the balls.
I'm sober
enough.
Yeah, I'm sober enough to do this.
All right. Well, roll the hit.
Oh, fuck. My God. You're going to get arrested.
Where'd it go? It's a 10.
Plus that's, knee.
That's plus
me. So that's a 10 minus 1 for your strength?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going for strength? Then yeah.
Yeah.
Get my ass kicked.
All right, okay. So you drop down to a knee, you go for the uppercut to the balls, and you just, like, fucking misjudge the distance for the uppercut and, like, bring it up in front of him, and at that point he just goes for a knee to your face.
Incredible.
And that is a 19 to hit.
Fuck yeah, he gets, so he gets take, my ass.
You take one damage, because that's all this is going to be.
Oh my
but
God.
But you take like one non-lethal damage of him just kneeing you in the face. You're probably going to get a shiner like on your eye.
Good.
So.
I get back up and I
yeah, he gets back
face.
Up and the guy's just like, stop it.
I punch
like,
him in the face.
All right.
No going back. I'm balls deep now.
Okay.
Well, no, you're not.
No, you're not. You missed. You missed. But... not even your fist is balls deep.
Roll the hit, I guess.
Seth, 12.
12 to hit? Okay. A 12 will hit. Mm. And you're punching him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, wait, no. Throat check.
Throat check? All right, cool. Throat check. You have to do a minimum of one damage, since technically when an unarmed strike and you're not
that's
trained,
all you do,
one
right?
Damage.
Yeah.
But he has a minus one in strength. You get one damage plus your strength modifier.
So how would that work then?
You have to be able to do a minimum.
So it'll still just be one. Yeah.
Yeah. But you could do more. Like if Fen punches someone, it would be like four non-lethal.
Four,
right?
Yeah.
So, all right, so you punch him in the throat and then the friend with the blade like fucking cuts at you. And that is a 19 to hit.
Shit. Damn it. Yeah.
So with his longsword, he
you go
does
down. I can't help you, bud.
7 slashing damage, and then just holds the blade at you. He's like, "Let's stop. Let's just stop this. Let's stop this. No one has to die. Stop."
I pull out my short sword.
Aren't you not even wearing armor?
He's not. He
oh my God!
The guy.
So everything's gonna hit you.
Yeah.
Your AC is 10.
Yeah. I don't know if you realize that.
It's 10 plus dex.
Okay, so 13. Still not a lot.
So, yeah, this guy's like, come on, no one has to die. No one has to die. We don't have
pull
to do
my short
this.
Sword. I still have my...
This is the elf also telling you that. The elf is the one that hit you with the blade. And, like...
So, I'm gonna grab my little flask thing, and I'm gonna chug that motherfucker, and I'm gonna
great,
shout...
Great, he's gonna attack you
I'm
while you're
chugging I'm fucking invincible!
Alright, great, he's gonna run you. Alright, that's another 19, so he's gonna try and, like, you're yelling, I'm fucking invincible, as he just takes his blade and, like, runs it into your abdomen.
That's incredible.
You should be doing cocaine
and
if you want to say
is
that.
Cocaine. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Or maybe PCP.
And then his other friend is going to hit you with his blade. Okay. The one that you throat checked. And that is a 13 to hit.
Nope. Well, I don't have
meat.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a meat right now. And he does 4 piercing damage.
I know. I'm knocked out. I got my ass kicked.
Okay.
What
now
did you expect
to
was going
to
happen?
Like,
but
when you're at bay, okay? When you're at fucking bay.
Okay.
Trees.
So these two guys actually, like, managed to stop your bleeding, and they weren't really going to try and murder you. Like, they're fighting to disable you for sure, but they weren't trying to, like, straight up kill you. So they managed to stop your bleeding and stabilize you. And we'll get back to Ariel in a little bit. BTB, what you doing?
Preparing.
Preparing.
Yeah. So I got paint now, so I'm probably painting.
Painting?
As is the Steven. I'm also explaining something to Steven.
What are you explaining to Steven?
That I'm going to ask him to do something. I need him to do it.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Listen, there's just a trick. We have to do a trick, but you're going to be involved, and I'll tell you what to do when the time comes. I just need you to be cooperative.
Okay.
You'll be totally fine, don't worry.
You saying that I'm going to be totally fine makes me feel like I'm not going to be totally fine.
Well,
Because last time you said I'd be totally fine, I got bitten by a dragon.
Still here.
Yeah, but with two giant scars in my abdomen.
Well, if you want to get technical.
I kind of feel like when it comes to this, it's probably good to get a little bit technical.
Well, do you want to learn or do you not want to learn, Stephen?
I mean, I want to learn, but I also don't want to die.
There is no reward without risk. I'm sorry.
I'm willing.
Do you think I'm always healthy and never getting hurt? No.
I'm willing to take some risk, but...
This is all I'm asking you to do, is to take some risk tonight. That's it.
Roll a persuasion check.
I'm pretty good at that.
Roll 13.
Plus 6. So 19.
Plus
6? Yes.
Well, we're both charisma characters.
I already got a plus 4, plus I'm proficient, so...
Okay, I'll do it. Whatever it is.
Like I said, I'll explain later. Just keep painting this. You know, we need to make this place look awesome, not like a shithole that it looks like right now.
I'll try. I'll do my best. I'm not really a great painter
person. It's okay. It doesn't really matter as long as it's not burned looking. That's what we're going for.
Okay.
Cool.
We can tell someone that it was a mishap with a different trick.
We don't want to, like, admit mishaps, Steven. That's not how greatness is told.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
there you
okay.
go. Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
You got a lot to learn, kid.
He gives back the painting. Well, if you remember, he doesn't even know how to read.
That's fine. That's not necessary.
So, okay.
That's how I will keep my power over him. It's like, you need me.
If you ever put a great job over his head, he's just going to be like, I don't know what that says.
That's really pretty.
He's going to be like, what does it say?
It says, Stephen.
So that's how it's spelled.
Aw.
Okay. Yeah, I guess at this point we will jump over to Fen and Sato at the temple. Or on the way to the temple, whichever you guys want.
I followed him. I don't know if he would have.
I just took off directly for the temple.
And I followed him. Kind
of okay, so you see him like at the door to the temple. There are actually a lot of people at this temple right now. Since it's like right before the festival, everyone's about to go and party. So they're here paying homage to the ancestors and praying. And it's really busy, but is rather quiet. It's really respectful. And to a pious person such as you, Fen.
I appreciate it.
Probably really a sight to see.
It's nice. I'm keeping my eyes on him.
Lots of pockets to pick.
I'm on a mission right now, so I'll avoid that for the time being.
So you get over here to this area and go inside.
First person of note that I see, I'm going to ask them where I can find Nesver.
Okay.
Am I close enough to hear?
You're probably like trying to get through the crowd and like keep an eye on him. And you might be able to hear if you make a perception check with a high enough number.
It's just a straight 9.
A straight 9?
No.
So, unfortunately, you don't hear it.
Okay.
But you do, like, catch up to him right after this little conversation that you have. He's getting ready for something, I think. I think he's about to give a prayer or something. I don't know, man. I'm a tourist.
Well, thanks for that. Let's see if I can find a priest instead, because...
Oh, okay, a monk, not just a person of note? Okay. I mean, this dude was pretty opulently dressed, but he's like, I don't fucking know, man. So, walking up to one of the
monks...
Wearing
a blue shirt at Walmart? I don't know.
Red shirt at Target?
Yeah.
You managed to find a monk pretty easily. There are quite a few around.
I immediately ask the monk where I can find Nazver.
Nazver is getting ready to lead a large prayer...
How long
of a prayer? Till the sunrise tomorrow.
Well, I was told I'm gonna back away from this guy and head towards other priests and drop Thieves' Cant as I'm walking along.
Drop Thieves' Cant as you're walking along and talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he seems to be going through and actually like mingling with people, talking about the ancestors and all of that. Then maybe you know something's going on because you know Sato. But
yep, I don't know what the fuck he's saying, but obviously something
talking
is happening.
About the ancestors, stuff.
Yeah, talking about how great they are, how they totally help.
Yeah,
you
so something's definitely up.
And you find one of the priests that does respond to you in Thieves' Cant.
Ah, finally. So, we're here to gather a bit of information on the incident that happened in Bamako.
We have no information on the incident that happened in Bamako. Other than that, it happened.
Well, we had found information from one of their, one of the people that was in that group that they were coming for this particular temple. And we're not sure if it's
going to be... For this temple?
This temple.
Fuck, man, I don't want to die.
I don't necessarily know if anyone's going to die, but it follows the exact same suit of the previous one. They're trying to get into, I'm assuming, your mausoleum.
Our mausoleum? I mean, our mausoleum is pretty great, and he, like, turns back to the giant obsidian wall behind and, like, points up to it, and it's like, it's kind of awesome. But, I mean, what are they trying to get?
Well, the last one, they were after a ancient dragon. Or an ancient worm, to be more specific.
Bones.
So, like, Yogan Ryu?
Yes.
Well... I mean, if they were going to do it, the festival would be the right time, since the bones come out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then,
Are they paying?
Paying? No.
No, they're not paying?
They're here to take these by force.
I mean, they could probably just pay us. Do you know these guys?
No.
I mean, Fenn, you're standing here and they're talking about spirits.
I know. This is out of character. This is out of character.
They're strictly here for those bones, and they will kill anyone that will try to stop them.
Well, fuck, maybe it's time for me to leave.
I would recommend that, yes.
Well, you're about to lose your thieves' guild, so have fun here. He walks away, and that monk starts going and talking to, like, a couple other monks in the area, and then those, like, five or six monks all walk out of the temple.
They just walk out?
They just walk out. As soon as they get outside the temple and start to get lost in the crowd, you see their monk robes come off. And they're just wearing, like, normal clothes underneath.
So I was like, I told them God's not real. Shattered their world.
Yeah, they actually did finish their conversation with, like, a little bit of doubt on the ancestors. And then the priest just, like, looked shocked for a second. And then turned and talked to the other priests. And then they all walked out. So.
See, Fen? I'm awesome. And then I completely ignore Fen and walk somewhere else.
Where what did you say to them?
Nothing.
I mean, you heard what he said to them.
It shouldn't have broken.
It shouldn't have broken a monk's faith.
But, yeah.
I mean, you heard what he said.
Well, I mean, at that point, if they were that weak-willed, kind of deserved it. They should just leave the temple.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably good for them.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to leave and find just a small space where I can talk to Fenn without other people here.
It's going to be hard to do in the temple for right now.
That's why I said leave the temple.
Okay, so you managed to find, like, a dark alley that you guys can talk in.
Now, Fen, I know I just brought you to a dark alley, and that seems a little sketchy. However...
It's always sketchy with you, dude.
The worm in this temple, bones will be brought out during the process of this entire festival.
That's a terrible plan with what's happening. Exactly. Do they not know anything that happened at Bamako?
They had no idea. And that's why those others ended up leaving, because I told them that it was probably best to get the hell out of Dodge.
I mean, the temple probably just didn't need them anymore anyway, if they were of that little faith.
Well...
I'm a little hurt, though.
They were a much greater faith, actually.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Anyway, I mean... we can't stop them from bringing out the bones... Because I guess it's kind of like a thing they do. You probably try talking to the elders here about the bones. Also figuring out what the fuck they're going to do with the bones would be good.
I'll let you do that because I was there for my friends, not for the others.
When you say friends...
That's exactly what I mean.
Well, it's good they left. Okay.
Does it feel bad that there was five of them?
A little bit. A little bit. It stings, like right in the heart area, but it wasn't in Bamako, so...
But just you wait. There's a little more that I have yet to see.
Oh, dear. Oh,
right in the holy symbol.
Yeah, right in the holy symbol.
Enjoying this. I'm like, yes, the Thieves Guild was in the temple.
But non-vomitive, so I'm fine with it.
But I need you to go talk to the rest of them. Ones I'm not friends with.
I can do that.
Well, when you do figure out more about the situation of the Wyrm's bones being brought out, and when that actually is going to happen, we need to be there.
Definitely, yeah. If BTB's not too busy with his thing.
He's probably going to be very busy with his thing.
Out of the way, quickly. There are two monks walking by holding a, like, passed out, lifeless, and bleeding Ariel to the door.
Wait,
like, right behind the two of you. They go through that.
Isn't that ours?
Will these, these two respond to Thieves' Cant if I say something to Thieves' Cant?
No.
No?
They blow by you so quickly, you almost get knocked over by the one in front.
Oh, well, I'm gonna chase after them.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Hey, wait, monks!
Wait, no, that's ours!
So,
running after them.
Into a little, like, into a, like, side area here, and there's actually, like, a little clinic healing area around in this alley, which, I mean, you're pretty close to the temple right now, so it would make sense. Not everything can happen in a temple when it's super busy.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's kind of a ramshackle, like, thrown up, this is a medical tent for this festival kind of thing.
Can we talk to the guys who are carrying Ariel?
I mean, they went in the door and, like, closed it, so you can go inside and you see, like, one of them is using smelling salts right now, like, trying to get Ariel to wake up, and he's not responding, and another one is currently, like, bandaging a couple other things. A little bit after that, you notice a Justicar walk in.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm gonna reluctantly step inside the tent.
Yeah, same. Can I run up and see if I can do anything for Ariel that they're not already doing, basically?
I mean, you could use an actual healing spell.
I could do that. I could also lay on hands.
Whatever you want. I mean, lay on hands is a healing spell.
Okay, cool. I'll lay on hands you for 4.
So you move over, radiant energy starts to go over your hand, you touch Ariel, and then Ariel just eyes pop open, takes in a breath.
Going over. Drink too much, Ariel.
No, he assaulted two men that defended themselves, says the Justicar behind you.
Assaulted?
Technically, they pulled out the sword first, and you already know me, Justicar.
There were over 40 witnesses, and they all said you pulled the first sword and swung first.
I did swing first, however, the sword part, I was trying to keep it non-lethal, and they decided to be douchebags.
You're why after we can't you, have nice things.
This was after you tried to hit one in the balls, and then throat-checked him.
The correct term is actually a cock shot.
Oh my god.
So, you admit fault.
I never admitted... I actually didn't admit that I wasn't at fault.
The Justicar begins to pull her blade out.
Yeah,
you know,
keep pulling
your
blade
next.
Out. Maybe something will actually happen.
Oh my god. I'm gonna hold my hand over Ariel's mouth and just be like, okay. I don't know what happened.
Quick question.
Yes.
Did you put on the signet ring of the temple?
Yes.
Which hand did you put that on?
I would assume the ring that I have, so my
So
my
your left hand pinky
yeah.
finger? The Justicar, like, moves forward and then notices the ring and, like, steps back for a second. The Temple of Bomato. What are you doing here?
Have you not heard of what happened in Bomato with the dragons?
Yes, we know the temple was attacked, which is why I would assume all the Justicars would still be in Bomato.
No, because the attack is supposed to happen here, too.
There's an attack supposed to happen here.
Yes, that's why we're here. I don't know what he's doing, but he's supposed to be helping Sato and I. This shady dude over here.
He's about to be executed.
That's fair.
I remove her hand and go, technically, I am on the daimyo's official business. And keep pulling out that sword. It's the only thing that's going to be pulling
I'm
out for
slamming
you.
Slamming my hand back on
yes,
his,
sure you are.
His mouth.
Sure you are.
Just right on
I
his mouth.
Flip her off.
Just right on his mouth.
What proof do you have?
There's not proof. I flip her off again.
All right. She's gonna
You're going to die. Can I try to intercept it?
You can stand in front of the attack and take it if you want to, because that was a 23 to hit.
Oh, question.
I am so low on health, you fuckface. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
And this is a katana. Ooh, so that's gonna be 11 damage.
I'm down.
So you step in front and hits you, and you just thump down to the ground. At that point, Fen, you then are, well, here's what Ariel sees. Ariel, you see Fen get hit, she goes down hard, and then the Justicar, like, immediately drops the katana and lays on hands for 5 points.
Oh, Christ.
I speak again. Yeah, good job. Fucking hitting your own people.
She jumped in front of the blade, if you didn't see, and you are still going to be executed.
We'll see about that, bitch.
Dude. That's not how you get out of being executed.
At this point, like, just do it.
She's like, sidesteps, like, kill this problem I have.
End the life, please.
His or mine. No, don't wake
not
us
really.
Up.
I'm not really saying that. I don't know. I guess I get back up.
I'm just like, oh my god, this is so hilarious. I'm just having so much fun with it.
I'm literally gonna wake up like, the letter! I have a letter from the daimyo, and I'm gonna pull it out and just like stagger, get to my feet, like,
she helps you up.
Okay, cool. I'm literally handing her the letter like, no, he, for some fucking reason, please don't kill him, because the daimyo wants him alive so we can finish this.
I saved the daimyo, you did it.
So she takes the letter, she reads over it.
Reverted to being a child.
She folds the letter back up, hands it to Fen. You get off this time, Ariel.
Oh, this time? What a shocker.
If you cause any other trouble for the rest of my life, I will kill you, regardless of who is protecting you.
I'm dead on the inside anyway. Joke's on you.
Great, I'll make you dead on the outside.
Just finish the job, baby.
Can I elbow to the solar plexus,
yes.
Ariel? Cool.
You don't even need to roll. I have no armor. You're going to hit me anyway.
He's prone.
Nope, that's she didn't.
Two. Well...
Inspire it.
Yeah,
to him.
I'm mad. That's an 18. Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then I won't.
Prone.
No,
well,
you
then
got it.
It's
hit it.
Okay.
Hit
it was, and it was an
relax,
18.
Relax, Ben. You hit it.
I'm so angry. Just
so
elbow
you
to
get
the solar
an
plexus.
Elbow in the solar plexus.
What's that again?
The solar plexus right here.
Oh, that's
just right to your. Just,
will not yeah. I never referred to it as that ever.
Well, the solar plexus is the part below the sternum.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like...
I was... Never mind.
My bad. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. So, you get elbowed in the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Non-lethal damage, obviously.
You can't punch lethally unless you're a monk or trained in your fists.
Fair. Can I do that? Can I do that?
If you take a feat, I'll let you have unarmed combat training, yeah.
Okay.
You can only have a D4 for the damage die, but then you can do lethal
That's
damage.
Fucking rad, though. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
You could abandon your life as a paladin and take a single level in monk and then have to do a really long, arduous series of quests to regain position with your paladin brethren.
Nah. That's too
okay.
much work.
But, I mean, you'd get a D4 damage and lethality for your fists. Pretty cool, right?
Nah?
All right, whatever.
Too much work.
So, yeah. At this point, the Justicar is... If I stay, I'm going to kill someone. I'm leaving now.
Thank you.
Bye,
good
bitch.
Luck with your work, Justicar.
Thank you.
If you need help,
if
you need help, we have a bureau by all the tents right now. Come find us.
Okay. Thank you.
She walks out and leaves, and then immediately you hear her yelling and then like armor like shuffling away.
That's incredible. Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
I walk over to Fen. I'm like, Fen, I'm having a fantastic day. Justicar is fighting. Justicar is Thieves Guild in the temple. Oh, I love this town.
You would.
Sada's like, I don't know why I didn't leave Bamato years ago.
Okay. So, you're fine, Ariel.
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be okay.
As fine as one's going to be after being gutted.
Yeah. And knocked the breath out of. Anyway. That's your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
immediately, as soon as I gained my breath, I said, now quickly, onward to BTV so we can watch his epic performance.
You go right on. Star
Wipe. Star Wipe. Right now, the glorious Genma is going through his act, and you're getting ready. You're just about to go on stage. You recognize this act. It's the same one that you've seen him do a couple times when you were, like, doing nonchalant research on him. Be like, what's this guy got? So he's using the same act from, like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago still.
How good is it?
Huh?
It's, I mean, it's probably well-practiced.
It's pretty good. Like, he's got the timing for his jokes down perfectly. He's got all of it. I mean, it's good, but still, it's old. It's tired. You have all new things.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah.
So his act ends, and the crowd cheers. And at this point, you need to try and get them, like, over to your area.
I don't know if I want to do my big thing or if I want to save that for, like, the big.
I mean, the big show, which one do you want to do? You got to figure out some way, because right now, I mean, he just did a great show. The people are real happy.
Sure. Well, let's start off light. So, powerhouse music, boom, boom, happening.
Power music, you get your bards over there, and you're like, all right, you guys know what to do.
Yeah. And so everything's, you know, we'll start out with some, the Fushigi thing for me is a newer art that I had picked up.
Right, right.
So we'll start with some of that, sort of like we did for the Daimyo.
You're just trying to get people over by like, being like, look at this.
I will start prestidigitation. How far out does that go?
Prestidigitation, I think it has a range of like at least 40 feet for sure.
Cool. So I'll definitely at least be able to be like, poof, like sparks next to some dude's head in the crowd.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I want that to be like, oh shit. And then he'll have to like turn and look at me.
And they turn and look and just, oh.
Just like randomly like sparking people. Yeah. And then it just says, prestige over me while I'm doing my shit. And then I will look to Kevin.
Okay.
And say, look over and go, ready the Steven.
Kevin goes, wait, the machine?
Ready the Steven.
Okay. And he goes, and then you hear, like, as he's walking off here, Hamilton, need your help.
So still happening. Everything's going pretty great. How's the crowd receiving
the crowd's like
my balls?
Over, like, ooh, what's going on here?
Yeah, cool.
Pretty cool.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
You notice, like, one of the things that was happening, like, one of the guys that was doing concessions before, like, is coming over, and he's like, sake, sake, five copper, sake, get your sake. Like, they're, like, the merchants are like, oh, there's going to be a show here. Let's get some money.
Sure.
So, like, it's a good sign.
Yeah, awesome.
So, the crowd is starting to shift over, and you even see Genma and a couple of his people, like, walk off the stage and come over to start watching your act.
So, I'll start to do different illusions where I'm either creating something that looks entirely real and then passing things through it, or like maybe bring a person out, but it's not really a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of like taking a sword and just slowly like pushing it through. And while that's happening, the illusion of the person's like, oh fuck. But then pull it out and they're fine and they walk off the stage and and things like that. And just,
You'll have to burn a spell slot for that one for sure.
Yeah.
So burn it.
And then
remember, you haven't gotten a long rest. So
yeah, no.
Fight.
Oh, we're aware.
Fen's aware because she just got knocked out with one blade hit.
Well, yeah, he was like at, I think he was at six.
Yeah.
And I gave him the.
You give me five.
He's got makeup on. He looks fine.
Yeah, I look good.
I'm at five.
So I look good, right?
I don't have any hit points.
I look good though, right?
So. Don't fuck this
you
up.
Do.
Dice, dude.
This is the per. Oh no, this is the
mean
one.
That's the mean one.
It's a 12.
A 12? Okay, so you get out and people are like, all right, yeah, and like there's one guy that starts heckling a little bit, like, do some real tricks.
How close are they with the machine?
The machine, it's not ready yet.
Okay. It's like, I will.
You hear it starting to get prepped in the back.
Yeah. There will be the greatest finale you have ever seen in your life, I promise.
And you say that, and like a little glance over to Genma, and Genma's like, he's looking at you like, no, he's not.
So, let it be known that I am the greatest illusory master that any of you will ever see.
All right, what's your next trick?
Present company included.
Ooh. And over him and Genma. Genma's just standing there, arms crossed, with a big smile on his face.
So, I want to like specifically spite him. I want to be petty. So, like, what's something that he did in like his? I want to do something he did better
like something in
or
his
improve
act.
Something. Yeah.
He did this one quick change where he disappeared from the area he was doing the quick change and then reappeared hanging like upside down at the top of the stage.
Hmm. Okay.
And, I mean, you know how he does it, but you don't have that mechanism built in, so you'd have to find some way to, like, do that.
Okay. I think we would definitely have some sort of trapdoor mechanism, at least in the stage. So, we'll bring out, you know, a table or something like that, or some sort of, like, curtain area, and then, you know, climb on top of it. And I definitely want to do a disappearing act, but at this point, I want to trapdoor under and sneak into the crowd and pow, appear into the crowd.
And appear into the crowd?
Yes.
Okay. So also, right about this point is when you guys would be walking up. So you're, like, seeing this, like, big curtain, and Balthazar, like, ah,
yeah. Ooh, ah.
Exactly. And so Balthazar then gets in.
Yeah.
And
won't get it in.
Let's roll your perform check. Let's see how you do.
That one is a 20, not
a
natural. 20?
Okay. And I need a stealth check.
Oh, right. Oh, that one's important, too. Fuck. Same. Well, same base roll, which is good. 18 on the stealth.
18 on the stealth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually two 16s on the die.
So.
That one's a good one.
He just knows it's important to me.
Yeah.
Even Genma didn't notice you.
Sweet. I want to be right next to that motherfucker. Yes,
so
and just like
go,
prestidigitation,
like,
he got gotcha.
Over to, like, the side of the crowd and all that. And so you sneak your way around as Hamilton is up there, like, kind of showboating and all that kind of stuff, and then pulls the sheet down, and there's no one there. And then that would be your cue.
Mind freak! Right next to him, just fucking. Like shooting sparks on either side of
and
me
Genma, for just
with
a moment, prestidigitation like, jumps like he got startled and like turns and looks at you and then just looks angry.
Like point. Dancing back to the stage dancing fucking nailed stage. That one that's right, how you do it honey.
When you get up Kevin like gives you like he basically like, tells you one more trick.
Okay. Didn't think it would take Kevin that long. It's usually better than that.
You guys haven't used this machine in a long time.
I know.
Time.
It was probably you could probably do like a cutaway and see them like taking canvas off and it's real dusty and they're like, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Oh. No, there is like talk of them like where Kevin went over and was like talking to my Steven and then like as Hamilton's getting it down, he's like, I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's ready to try again.
Oh no.
So. Ben is in the crowd and she claps for the last trick.
Yeah. Balthazar. What's your trick?
I don't know, man. It's I didn't have anything prepared for three.
You gotta improvise, man.
I know. It's difficult because that was a really good one.
I know. Make it impressive. Or, you know, have this one be like your second movie in the series where it's like just shitty and filler.
Damn.
Wow.
That's the rule of a trilogy, guys. Okay.
Yeah. It's like more expository and nobody likes it.
Pretty much.
There's no real beginning and end. Yeah.
It's,
okay.
Just,
it's just there.
Really,
yeah.
Really, the trilogy could have been two movies, but eh, whatever. So, what are you doing?
So, I guess what I'm going to have to do is find some way. I want to...
I'm doing the thumb moves away from the right now.
Bam! What do you think of this? And now... no, I mean, it'd be easy for me to do certain kind of, like, more minor illusion type stuff and sort of just get the crowd pumped with that and say just before the finale, like, maybe do a little, like, pew, 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 like something... I do not want it to be super big because I want the super big thing to be its own deal. Right. So I might try the thing that worked really well in the temple where I'm piercing myself with objects, maybe do it to someone from the crowd, bring someone up. People like to be like, oh, me from the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick somebody that seems like they want to come up on stage.
Okay.
And maybe start doing something with them and making them feel like, it's happening, but it's not really happening.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'll take a long arrow.
Right.
Bring someone up on the stage.
Okay.
Sleight of hand of 18 to
pretty good.
Put it in minor illusion an arrow into my hand and start pushing it
through your hand
through this person's chest.
Their chest.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say, do not move, or this will end your life, and then just slowly start pushing
like
it through
their
chest.
When you say that, there are people in the crowd that are just like, like gasps.
Yeah, and then slowly after it's pushed all the way in, turn them so that people can see.
Yeah,
the arrow perfectly
on
through.
Either side. And people are gasping, and Genma's over there just shaking his head, like,
then,
so stupid.
And then pull it out, and it's gone, like, completely
disappeared.
Give me another
slide of hand check to get that back out.
It's at this point, it's illusory. I'm just going to dismiss it as I pull it out.
Okay.
It's not a real arrow anymore.
But you need to get the real arrow back.
I don't want to. I'm going to make it disappear.
Okay. So, like, you pull it out, and just, pop.
Yeah, and
it's gone.
It's gone.
Okay. So a little bit of prestidigitation without the magic.
Yeah.
And boom, it's gone. And people clap. Like, they're like, yeah, all right, that was pretty good. And it's right about now that, like, even though they're clapping, everyone gets really quiet because they see this, like, huge Iron Maiden-looking steam machine with all these giant blades sticking out of the sides at all directions. And the head sticking out the top is my Steven.
Oh my god.
And immediately Kevin comes out with a straight jacket. And give your exposition, what you're gonna say.
So as I'm putting the straight jacket on and then he's, you know, putting it on me, I'll be telling people, like, so what you just witnessed may not seem to have been so crazy. It wasn't as good as maybe some of my other tricks, but it's something that's maybe a little foreshadowing. So you saw me pierce that young lad down there with a single arrow. I give you my Steven, my most cherished friend, inside a contraption that will surely kill him if I cannot escape
what?
From this straitjacket. Steven, quiet.
What?
Oh, quiet in the back.
Also, at this point, like, Genma is very quickly moving towards the stage. Like, him and his crew are moving towards the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly.
Okay.
At the same time, I'm going to push my way through the crowd, and every third person,
all right, roll.
Money.
I'm gonna say that they're probably Steven's you probably
dead.
Get like through three people at that point. Roll a sleight of hand check.
That's not very good.
You get punched.
Maybe a 15.
Get off me, man.
A 15. Okay. So
for real,
to lift,
damn.
You managed to lift one coin purse.
Okay.
I need two more.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get all the way up to the crowd from there. Yeah. A 11 and my last one. I'm going to inspiration that.
So you don't get punched.
It's going to be a 16.
Okay. So you managed to get through. The second one that you pickpocket, you think might have noticed but didn't say anything, Sato. Okay?
All right.
So, back to the trick. So, you see Genma, like, going up quickly, and he's looking real concerned right now.
That's fine. I mean, he should be concerned. He's about to be out of a job.
And at this point, like, Hamilton is, like, moving over and, like, no. So.
Start the machine!
As you say that, then a huge ripcord, and Kevin goes over and pulls this huge, comically large ripcord. And you guys start to hear a steam engine, like, power up. And as soon as it does that, the very first blade starts to very slowly slide in before thud. And Kevin moves out. It's like, he now has 1 minute to escape before Steven will die. Better start making some sleight of hand checks, Balthazar.
Also, I would say that the face I'm trying to put on...
Mm-hmm.
is one of pure confidence.
Pure smug confidence.
Inside, I am dying. Like,
oh,
I'm
God.
Pretty sure Steven's
Better start rolling those sleight of hand
checks.
Yeah, dude.
That's a 21.
A 21?
Yeah.
Okay, you're making good progress. You're making good progress. About 10 seconds have passed.
21.
Another 21?
Same roll, so yeah.
Okay, so you're making good progress. You still probably need to do about this well for another 20 seconds before you get it, but you have 40 left.
13.
13? Okay. little bit of progress being made.
17.
Okay. You think you almost have it done. You just have one last bit that you need to unlock, and you've got it.
Ugh, nope. That's 7.
That's a 7?
Yeah. It's okay. There's more time.
Sure.
Okay. This is the last one.
Okay.
And you need to
hit it
now.
It for the last
okay.
So it's worth mentioning. So while he's like messing with the jacket, what all of you guys are seeing is every 10 seconds or so, a big blade like steam comes out of it, and then it starts to slowly move in to this like Iron Maiden, and then just it once it gets to the point where you can tell like it's probably about to be hitting the body inside, it just goes thud straight through with a real heavy force.
Ugh.
And so it's 4 of those that have gone off now, and the only one left at this point you can see is a giant blade that goes directly to center mass for sure.
My god.
And there's a big red button.
You got it? What
did 23.
You get? Yay.
23. Okay, cool. So for you guys that are there like kind of starting to sweat at this point, he goes and he gets one moment where he jerks a little bit. You guys all hear a pop, and then the arms go free, and you go over and dive for the button. I need a dexterity save.
Oh, no. Natural 20.
Yay!
Natural 20?
Yes!
Yeah! Ooh! All right, so you go over, and you slam the button, and the machine just goes with steam, goes crazy out, and very quickly at this point, like, the door opens and you like pull Steven out.
Steven is on my shoulders. We are parading around the stage. You're the best around. Everybody's just like cheering. It's the greatest thing.
He walks out. The bards start playing triumphant music. He come out with Steven on your shoulders out of the steam because it like covered the entire stage and he's standing there. For any of you that like glance over at Genma, Genma just looks relieved at that point. He's like, oh. Like,
how's the crowd doing? Okay.
The crowd's going crazy.
Fucking
right
chuck Steven in the crowd.
Roll a strength check.
Oh,
bitch.
No.
Oh, God.
14.
14. You get him like 3/4 of the way there.
He's on my shoulders. I just have to go.
Yeah.
Like
one of them catches him, and then he gets to start crowd
yeah.
surfing.
Yeah.
It looks like he's having
like,
the time.
Like, you,
of...
Steven, you.
Looks like he's having the time of his life. Starwipe. It's after the show. The crowd is dispersed.
No, I will say you don't have to fast forward that far. So Steven's getting crowd surfed. I'll go off to the side of the stage and start weeping.
And start just crying at
yes.
the side of the stage? Okay.
And like go back to my cart. Like
so about...
I'm like full of emojis right
about,
now.
About 20 seconds after you like go back there and like you're starting to cry, you hear just...
Oh, God. Press the digitation, the tears away.
Can that be the name of the episode? Oh my god.
Yeah,
press the digitation,
the
tears away.
Away. So, you did it this time. You know,
I do it every time.
Your new assistant looks a lot like your old one.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot like him.
Doesn't he also have the same name?
What is this to you? Why are you over here?
Well, I admit, it was a good show. Not as good as mine, but it was fine.
Yeah, sure. Anything else?
I mean, can't a rival give you a friendly congratulations for not murdering your assistant?
He was never in any real danger.
That's the same machine. Don't lie to me. I know how that trick works.
All right.
At this point, it'll be up to the mayor. Or...
I think we all know what his choice will be. You can leave now. You can just leave, like, the city.
Do you feel like seeing if perhaps you can best me in a different pursuit?
Again?
Sure, again. We'll say that. Mm-hmm. I will bet you the main performance spot. If you and I both enter the chili cook-off.
I mean, if you want, I don't even make chili, but I guarantee I could kick your ass.
Oh, come on. There's nothing you can beat me in. I'm the glorious Genma.
You just saw! I just beat you!
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
God, it's infuriating to be on this side.
Big cheesy smile on his face. So then, chili cook-off.
It's a date.
You make a better chili, you get the stage. I make a better chili, I get the stage. But,
talking like with beans, without, spicy, no spice, 4-alarm, 5-alarm, what do you want?
Make what you want.
Okay.
I'll make what I want.
Okay.
Just, let's see. The mayor will be one of our judges.
A little
the adorable fellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how about the temple leader, the two of them?
Don't know who that is, but sure. I mean, if, as long as these people don't already know you and you're cheating.
We're looking for people less important than the two of us.
That's everyone here. Exactly. Again, you say so the weirdest, most obvious things. I don't understand why we're still talking.
Fine. Chili cook-off.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's very important to you. It's very... It's for me, it's Tuesday. Goodbye.
I'm just trying to give you a chance to win the stage.
Okay. And I will. And it'll happen. So just get ready.
Well then. Enjoy your victory for tonight.
Thank you.
He turns and he begins to walk off. And he's like, he turns around and goes, oh, by the way, did you see the spread after our last performance together?
No.
You should take a look at it. And he throws a old paper to you that details the tragedy of the show.
While he's still facing me, I'm going to...
Oh, he just tossed that
behind.
Well,
I'm saying, well, okay, I'm just going to... douche right above him.
He's not even looking back. He just like, dropped the paper.
That's just for me.
He walks away, and that is where we will end this episode of Character Flaw. So thank you guys for listening.
Dude.
We hope that you enjoyed that episode. Where can the people find you on social media, Tristan?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
All right, and RC?
Shut up.
Sorry.
You can find me at the Cold Touch.
Not the Cold Twat?
You hadn't even started talking and Josh and I were just laughing.
You know, like, I knew it was going to pop up because as soon as he mentioned it, I saw the gigantic smile on Josh's face.
You can find me, Josh, at BT Balthazar.
And you can find me, Demi, at Hemendum.
And you can find Charles at Dapper Jackal. And if you would like to see some of the content we have posted online, we have a website, dapperjackal.com. So feel free to visit there. We have staff bios up there, as well as some character building and world building. I will make sure that we have a little write-up on what's on that newspaper. So you guys can read about that if you'd like to. Mm-hmm. Other than that, guys, please remember to share us with your friends. It helps out a lot. If you enjoy our podcast, please remember to, you know, listen to us and, you know, please leave a review. Reach out to us. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear it. Anyway, have a great night, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.